mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Watson will be riding shotgun with us for just a few more minutes. We've got Lindsay Williams, the energy non-crisis, coming on from the other side. View of there not being a peak oil problem. And I lean towards this view. I've been studying it. We're going to have some people who believe in peak oil on in the near future. Paul Watson, though, riding shotgun with us. A lot of other news as well coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the patient callers. Let us now talk to, I guess, Larry in Texas, or is it David? Larry in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I support your show. You there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got several of your videos, and, you know, I'm a subscriber to your Prison Planet TV.
Well, thank you.
What I wanted to make a comment on is the whole Arnold thing is the foundation's already been set. Most of all the high-tech companies and corporations in America, including the news media and that, are basically it's all the government is controlled by corporations for corporations, and most of all these corporations are head up by foreign nationals. I mean, the CEOs are either Zionist Jews or they're either from India or, you know, other immigrants. So it makes no problem at all to have Arnold, who is foreign-born, to be a president because, you know, our government is controlled by corporations.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, you've got German CEOs, American CEOs, whatever. This is about getting rid of national sovereignty. And again, for those that missed it, Houston Chronicle up on Infowars.com, going up on PrisonPlanet.com, and ArnoldExposed.com came right out. George Bush yesterday, Herbert Walker, gave him an award at the presidential library and said, don't bet against him. You know, he's the man. Stop doubting it, he said. This is probably going to be your president.
Well, another comment I'd like to make is you seem to stress a lot you point out about all the Nazis and all that. And currently, I look at our government, it's not controlled by Nazis. I mean, it's controlled by a Zionist-occupied government. I mean, you look at all of Bush's cabinet members, they all have Jewish last names. Now, I'm not against Jews, but I am against
Zionists.
Really?
Ashcroft or Condoleezza Rice are Jewish?
Well,
Gonzalez?
Well, most of them are. The ones that have just left, you got George Tenet. He was confirmed that he does have it was a Jewish last name that he had. He just changed it to Tenet. It was actually Cohen was the last name. John Kerry.
Well, sir, my point is this. I think when we say it's Jews or it's Catholics or it's whatever, that distracts from the general public. You know, then you use those labels. Really, Skull and Bones is Nazi. Bohemian Grove is Germanic. I've been to the Grove, it's all about being Germanic. There is a weird team-up between some of these Zionist leaders, who, by the way, some of them helped fund Hitler, and the Nazis. But I don't believe it's a Jewish or a German thing. I believe it's a Luciferian thing. Paul Watson?
Well, the so-called Zionist lobby in America has exactly the same goals as the so-called fundamentalist Christian lobby. And the point to make about the two is that they're neither representative of Jewish people or Christians. It's just a tag to push an agenda, which they both agree on.
Yeah,
anyway.
So they can dance around and say, we're the Jews, you know, Jewish people should follow us, or we're Christians. If you're Christian, you believe George Bush is a prophet of God. I'm a Christian. Just because Bush claims he's a Christian, you know, doesn't mean all Christians are bad.
Well, the problem I've got is a lot of this, the Christianity of today, you might as well call it churchianity, because it's based on Judeo-Christian values, which if you study Judaism, it is a cult. It is not a religion. It's based on the Babylonian Talmud. I mean, the Jews follow that almost precisely to how they, you know, live their life. Do not follow they don't follow the Bible. They don't follow the Old Testament.
All right. Hey, listen. Well, there's different sects. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, my friends, I don't believe that any particular group of humans, supposed sub-race or subspecies, whether it's Anglo-Saxons that are a Germanic mix, or Israelites, Arabs, whatever. I don't believe any one group is inherently evil. Now, I do fight organized crime, and there is Jewish organized crime, and when you criticize it, sometimes they'll try to use the anti-Semitic label, but that doesn't work. There's German organized crime rings. There's Italian organized crime rings, and I do talk about the organized crime rings. But I've really studied the New World Order. We're fighting evil people that team up together. And I really, from my study, don't believe it's any one group. We got evil people in control of the Catholics, in control of the Protestants, in control of the Jews, in control of the Arabs. That's what the Bible says. Wicked people get put into positions of power by the God of this world. And we got Lindsey Williams in the wings here, but David in Colorado, who says he's Jewish, wanted to respond to what our last caller was saying, and he's on a cell phone, so I wanted to be fair and give him a chance to respond to what the last caller was saying. Maybe we should have a debate about this sometime. People know where I stand on this, and I get called a Mossad agent for not thinking that Jews are the devil's seed. And then I also get white supremacist groups calling up and threatening me. And then I've also had the ADL attack me because I'm pro-gun and anti-UN. You know, so you've got that little organized crime unit out there being protected by the ADL. You know, and it's horrible what they do. So I get it from both sides, man. It's a great thing. Let me tell you, just because I fight organized crime. David, go ahead and make your points.
Yes, thank you, Alan. I love your show. I've been listening for 3 years. Yes, I'm a Jew, and I believe in God and Jesus Christ. And I want to remind all the callers out there who call in about the Jews that it's a Jewish conspiracy, that I agree with your point. And I want to remind everybody out there that the Holy Scriptures was written Old and New Testament by Jews, Jewish prophets of God, and that Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Well, and all those prophets were criticizing the leadership of Israel perpetually.
That's right.
So then we get this warped view of don't criticize Israel or you're against God. No, we are to criticize any corrupt leadership.
That's right, and it's a Luciferian conspiracy. There are Jews involved. There are people of every race involved.
Look. I've had people. My last name is Jones, and that's Welsh, folks. And they call them and go, "We know Jones means Jonas. You're a Jew."
Uh-huh.
And so I go on the air and go, "Well, actually, I've got some Native American in me, and you know, my wife's grandmother was Jewish or part Jewish from Poland. So, my gosh, man, I am just, you know," and then they, "Oh, it's a big secret. We secretly learned it." No, you learned it here. And
yeah.
I'm sick of it. I mean, you know, and I'm sick of hearing anybody who's got any melanin in their skin is a devil. You know, it's the devil's tribe. Oh, he's got Native American in him. He's a devil. But look, folks, and all these groups use this race stuff to control their people. You know, I mean, the Jewish organizations do it and feed off their own people. It's just amazing. Listen, I appreciate your call, my friend. Take care, David. I apologize for having Lindsey Williams hold there. Paul Watson, any final comments on this endless topic of the Jews that just got brought back up?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, was Moses part of the Jewish conspiracy? No. I mean, the Jews I know don't follow the Talmud. We were taught that the Nazis and the communists were opposite sides of the political spectrum. They both persecuted Jews. So then it was Jews, now it's Muslims, in the future it's going to be everyone. It's command and control. It's not specific to race, it's specific to an idea of creating a new world order which enslaves everybody, no matter their color or creed.
Absolutely. Let's bring Lindsey Williams in. Haven't had him on in years. Honored to have him. The book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Lindsey Williams, who has been an ordained Baptist minister for 28 years, went to Alaska in 71 as a missionary. And he worked for a large oil pipeline, or ministered there, and was brought into the top-level board meetings as their chaplain, as their pastor, and heard the U.S. government tell him, don't tell people about all the oil, and that's why he joins us. But as a minister, you want to comment on the whole Jew thing?
Not necessarily, Alex. I don't get involved in that subject at all.
Yeah, I know. I mean, people constantly bring it up, and, you know, so we have to discuss it.
That's not my expertise. I've never written a book on it. And right now, what you and I have to talk about today on this program impacts and concerns the life of every human being listening.
Regardless of what group you're with, yeah.
Oil. I mean, for goodness sakes, let's get down to where the potency is and what's going on today. The issue right now is, what are you paying for the price of a gallon of gasoline at that gas pump? What did you pay for fuel oil to heat your home this morning? What did the price of oil go up to today? We have as much crude oil on the North Slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. We have one pool of oil alone on the North Slope of Alaska, which is out in Gull Island. It's documented in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. It's the only book on the face of the earth that gives the facts of what's there. It's probably the largest single pool of oil on the face of the earth. Not one drop of that oil has ever been allowed to come through the American people by the design plan
and George
of
Bush,
the people who are controlling us.
And George Bush has the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, and all the agencies, and the governorships, and he's not going to let us have that oil.
Well, they won't open up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, but we don't need to open up the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. We have everything we need right out there in the Arctic Ocean. There's no need in the world. I mean, we can supply everything that the American people need. Now, you are paying $2 plus per gallon at the gas pump. California is paying well over $2 a gallon. The Energy Non-Crisis and To Seduce a Nation, my two books, tell how the people who control the world are controlling you. They're controlling you at the gas pump. Yes, that's right. It is a form of taxation. Listen carefully. This one you want to jot down. Anytime the price of a gallon of gasoline is $2 a gallon at the gas pump, the people who control the world are making over $60 billion per year, and that is not OPEC. It's not the Arabs. Some people think that OPEC controls the price of a gallon of gasoline. That's not true at all. The price of a gallon of gasoline is controlled by the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London and tell OPEC every day what they're going to give them for the price of that barrel of oil.
That's right. Then, the Arabs get a very small portion of the money. They're just conspicuous spenders, and so, you know, the world sees them as controlling all this. Lindsay, tell folks how you learned about this.
Well, I learned about it by the providence of God. I never went looking for what I saw. I was a missionary in the state of Alaska, an aviation missionary, and I was very happy with what I was doing, but I heard in 1970 that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And the first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 pipeliners, some roughest, cussendest, prankingest folks on the face of the earth. And believe you me, that was the understatement of the year when I got there and found out. And I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? They laughed at me. They said, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. I kept going back and back and back. I guess they got tired of seeing me around the Anchorage office. They finally said, okay, we'll give you all seven camps from Prudhoe Bay, where the big oil field is, down to Galbraith Lake. You rotate amongst them every day, 7 days a week, hold a worship service, do what you can. About 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, Lindsay, you're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees. We've just decided to give you executive status. And I said, well, what does that mean, Mr. King? He said, well, go any place you want to. Stay in executive dorm, see what you'd like. And he said, I'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. Alex, what I saw and heard literally over the next 3 years changed my life. If someone had asked me in 1970, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had asked me in 1980, when I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth that control the president, the Federal Reserve, our currency, and our Congress, and the nations of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it for 3 years' time. I remember one night I went back to my dorm room. I looked up at the ceiling, and I literally cried out to God, and I said, oh, God, I can't believe there's such a dastardly group of people on the face of this earth who literally manipulate nations. And
I've
right
done
now,
that, Pastor.
I've
done that many times. I mean, it's painful to watch them rob and rule and rape the people and to watch the people so ignorant about it. You know, to have that strong conviction of wanting to right wrong. Paul Watson, we're about to let you go. Any final comments?
Well, yeah, just to throw a paradox in there, which relates to oil. In my country, in Britain, we have hose pipe bans, which means you can only use a certain amount of water that is allocated to you by the government. But at the same time, they're telling us, the left-wing environmental organizations, that the polar ice caps are melting and that the country is going to be submerged by water within, you know, 100 years. So surely there would be a plentiful supply of water.
Oh, your country's got water? I mean, the UN has said there's no water now. They're starting that scam.
Yeah, and so you can apply that to oil with the left-wing mantra of, you know, no blood for oil, but then the same people are involved in these environmental groups that prevent the oil being taken out of Alaska. So within that controlled prism, they're self-regulating their own arguments, and it's a complete paradox.
All right, Paul Watson, I appreciate you joining us. You're going to post that George Bush Houston Chronicle article about Lord Schwarzenegger?
I'll be right on it now.
All right. We'll be right back with Lindsay Williams to continue and take your calls. The energy non-crisis. It's a fact, folks. But they're creating the perception there's no oil. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now look, folks, I'm not saying that some oil fields in the world have been depleted, but they're finding giant amounts of oil all over the world. Then they go into Iraq and don't ship the oil out. People go, well, see, it wasn't about oil. No, it was about getting control of that oil so they wouldn't bring it to market to jack up prices. So when you hear about peak oil, and I'm even a sponsor, wanted me to promote a book they're putting out that thinks peak oil is real, and I said, okay, I'll promote it. I mean, my mind isn't totally made up. You know, even with all these new big supplies out there, perhaps those could become depleted. But we're going to investigate this. And I know, I've talked to people who worked in Alaska. I've talked to people in the oil industry. I got family that's in it. They're finding oil all the time, masses of it. But they're telling you there's no oil, so they can artificially jack up the prices. So the oil shortage is real. Whether it's real or manufactured, they're certainly doing it. But Lindsey Williams was there. Lindsey, tell us, when you're in these big board meetings with the oil company and go over the company and the rest of it, what types of things did you hear and see?
Oh, there is no shortage of oil. That positively is enough to supply the United States of America for years, just from the Prudhoe Bay oil field and North Slope of Alaska alone. The price, this peak oil thing is a total scam. It's only for the purpose of being able to boost the price of that gallon of gas at the gas pump. The price of a gallon of gas at the gas pump is a form of taxation. If only the American people, you know, if the World Bank came in and said, okay, we're going to tax your income next month. You're going to pay us like you pay Internal Revenue. Every single person in America would rise up in arms and say, not on your life.
No, it is an international tax.
Yeah, at the gas pump, they're taxing you every single time you buy a gallon of gas, because the people who control the price of that gallon of gas is none other than the people who control the world. You say, well, Lindsey Williams, how in the world do you know all of this? Listen, if someone had said to me, there are people in the world who control the world, when I was a Baptist preacher back 40 years ago, I would have laughed at them. Believe me, I know they're for real.
Well, you were there. Tell folks about these board meetings.
Oh, I sat in the board meetings and heard them talk about the plan they had for the Arabs 30 years. They had a 30-year plan for the Arabs, and they have carried it out precisely exactly as they said they were going to do.
Yeah, and you wrote your book 20-something years ago, and it's very accurate. So tell us about these meetings. I mean, you've named names before on this show. Tell us what happened.
Well, let's take, for instance, Mr. Ken Fromm. He was the senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, who produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. Ken Fromm called me up on the phone one day, and he said, Lindsey, are you going to be in any speaking engagements before long? And I said, yes, I'm going to be from Washington State to the end of California about over the next 2 months. He said, tell everybody, every place you go, that the price of a barrel of oil is going to a certain price, which was about $20 under what it was right then. I said, Ken, they'd laugh at me. I said, the Arab world would crash if this happened. He said, Lindsey, don't you know who controls that? He said, OPEC doesn't. Now, he said, come on. You were sitting in those meetings. You know what happened at Gull Island. You know how we had to cap those wells. You know good and well where the perforations were. He said, I rewrote your book for you after Atlantic Richfield fired me, after you wrote your first book. And then he said they hired me back and put me in Houston to consult. Alex, let me give you just an example of how they do these things, because if the average American only... Oh, wait a minute. I know we've only got about 45 more minutes on this show. Please, every person in this listening audience, would you allow me to give you all four of my books? Now, that's right. They're over 200 pages long. These are not pamphlets. These are over 200 page long books, full color covers, beautifully done. They cost quite a bit of money, but there's no sense in me keeping them out here in my warehouse. Would you please let me give you every person? That's correct. I say give you as a gift. When you get my videotapes, I will give you as a gift all four of my books with every single one of the videotapes. Let me give you an example. I invited a senator, Senator Hugh Chance from the state of Colorado, to come to Prudhoe Bay and spend a week with me. He did. He had been sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado when the men came from Washington to brief them on the energy crisis. When he got to Prudhoe Bay, he met with Mr. Ken Fromm, the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield. He met with Jim Lawler. He met with all of the Mr. X's of my book, The Energy and Armed Crisis. He asked them questions. They never denied him anything. When the day that he left, he said, Lindsey, I want to write a foreword to your book. He said, I can hardly believe what I've seen and heard today. He said, I was sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado when the men came from Washington, D.C. to brief us as state senators as to why their lines at the gas pump and the price of gasoline has gone from 30 cents a gallon to $1.50 a gallon. He said, from what I have seen and heard here this week from these top company oil company executives, almost everything that I was told when I was sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado was a misbriefing. I was intentionally lied to. And he said it all is exact opposite.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back and go over what you actually saw and heard in these meetings. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble of technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Okay, I know we got loaded phone lines. You've been holding forever. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. I want to give you a few case point examples of Lindsay Williams as the big corporation's basically chaplain. In there in the board meetings, hearing all of this, then even had people with the oil company, top executives, help write his book. And he's got several books and several videos. Lindsay Williams, tell folks about those.
Well, the videotape that we're talking about today is the energy non-crisis. But the people who control the world, the powers that be, are using many things in order to control us. They're using vaccinations. This flu thing, frenzy, couldn't get a flu shot. Oh, my goodness, please get my videotape on vaccinations. 1 hour long, 2 doctors even tell the story of how dangerous MMR and DPT is. Deadly new diseases, but for goodness sakes, the microbial mutations. And then my 4th videotape entitled Torn from the Land, a heart-rending story of what's happening to our farmer. And they're controlling us at the grocery store. Let me give you, with every one of my videotapes that you purchase, a set of all 4 of my books, over 200 pages each, full-color covers, beautifully done. And with every videotape, that means you can give them out as Christmas gifts this year. Now, let me go back to what happened. Oh, well, first of all.
We'll give the phone number out.
Yeah, 800 number. That's all you need to do is call it, give them your credit card. They'll take care of it. 800-321-2900. And 1-800, we'll meet that later on.
1-800-321-2900. And it is powerful info. I've read one of his books. Now, Lindsay, because I've got a bunch of calls here, not a lot of time left. I had you on about 3 years ago about this. Go over a few case point examples of you in these board meetings, and they find all this oil, and the phone rings, and they say, hey, don't tell anybody about that oil.
Okay, I walked into one day, and one of the men said to me, you want to see something exciting today? I said, I sure do. He said, well, Chaplain, come on, hop in my pickup truck. We drove out to the dock where the big flotilla comes in every year, and the man sat there, Mr. Jim Lawler by name. He was an executive with Atlantic Richfield, and he said, I want you to see, we're going to release some oil right now from what we think is the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth. And he said, we're going to prove it today, check the chemical analysis and so on. Well, he sat there a moment or two, a big plume of black smoke went up into the sky. That was back in the days when they let him do this. And in a few moments, he got so excited, he said, come on, let's get back to base camp. We got back to base camp, went up to Mr. Jim Lawler's and Mr. Ken Fromm's office. Here were all of the leading executives of BP and Atlantic Richfield standing around a table so ecstatic they could hardly stand themselves. And one of them looked up at me, Mr. Ken Fromm, and he said, Lindsay, we have just done it. And I said, you've just done what? He said, we have just discovered the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth. He said, look at this perforation of the pipe. Look at the pressure of the field. He said, look at the chemical analysis of the oil. He didn't deny me anything. He showed it to me, all of it. He said, this America is energy independent. The following day, he called me into his office, sat me down, and said, Lindsay, I would suggest you not say anything about that anytime too soon. He said, we have just classified that information. He said, we're not going to release that oil yet. He said, if the federal government knew what we have found out there, they would make the lease sale so high priced that even we as Atlantic Richfield couldn't afford to give it to the American people. And, Alex, today it does not cost them one penny more to produce that oil than it did back in the days when it was 35 cents a gallon. Yet you and I are paying at the gas pump to the World Bank in a form of taxation, $2 a gallon at the gas pump, and every day at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, there is 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas being pumped back into the ground that comes up with the oil, because they will not allow the American people to have that natural gas to heat their homes and generate their electricity. And there are 48 747 jet-type engines pumping that back into the ground. 1 billion. It's an atrocity. The American people ought to rise up in arms.
And then let me add to this. There's that type of oil in all the stands, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan. There is at least $3 trillion worth there, $4 trillion in Iraq, giant oil fields all over Russia, giant oil fields all over South America, giant oil fields all over the Gulf of Mexico. Oil, 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 oil. And then we hear, oh, there's no oil. We're running out of oil.
There is no shortage. Gasoline tomorrow at the gas pump could be $1 a gallon.
Now, I've also read, it's admitted, Lindsay, that we don't get into the oil, the small amounts that are allowed out of Alaska. That's sold at reduced prices to China so they can deindustrialize us.
40% of the oil from the Prudhoe Bay oil field is going to Japan. The rest of it goes to the United States of America. That was by agreement between the oil people and the federal government.
Yeah, I read that BP gets most of it, then it goes to China and Japan.
BP bought out Atlantic Richfield. That, again, is a story that we could do an entire program on. I wish we had the time. It's BP is British Petroleum. They bought Atlantic Richfield here, about a year and a half ago? The American government should never have allowed a British company to own our oil on the North Slope of Alaska. It's an atrocity. If the American
Well, hey, we're going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger as our next president, Lord Bush says.
Well, we've got some. Listen, I just checked the radio a moment ago. Oil last hour was $49.70. It's starting back up. Mark my words. Now, call me a prophet if you'd like, Alex. I mean, literally now, you remember this. Program today is prophetic. Mark my words, oil, a gasoline at the gas pump, is going to be $3 to $4 per gallon in the near future, because the World Bank needs more money to squander in their third world country schemes.
Well, the dollar's already been devalued, so it takes more dollars to buy the fuel.
And it will be $3 to $4 at the gas pump unless the American people, programs like yours, Alex, and others, don't rise up in arms and the American people don't say we've had enough. If some congressman would just allow me to prove my chapter in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. Let me tell you how this came about. Mr. Ken Fromm, after my book, Energy Non-Crisis, was written in 1980, Atlantic Richfield fired him. They got so mad at him for allowing me to see this information. He called me one day on the phone and he said, Lindsay, I'm so angry, I don't know what to do. I'm only a few years away from retirement. He said, would you let me rewrite your book? He said, there's just a few things in there that because you're a chaplain and not an oil man, you wrote it wrong. He rewrote my book, which we now have updated and enlarged, The Energy Non-Crisis. After he rewrote my book, they found out he did it. They hired him back, gave him a huge increase in salary, put him in the Houston office.
Yeah, that was smart. That was smart to shut him up.
Oh, any way to shut him up. But this is the way these people work. And the American people, if they only realized that at the gas pump, you are being taxed $2 per gallon, $60 billion a year to the World Bank, and these are the people who are controlling our government, controlling our money, and $49.70, all's already started up. It is going to $3 to $4 per gallon, mark my words.
Well, they've been paying $5, $6 a gallon in Europe for decades.
And gold went up this morning $2 in only 3 hours. Watch out. We are on the rise to something.
No, I know. The dollar's imploding. Let's take
If the American people only knew the issues. A congressman came to me one day. We were on a speaking tour in Texas together. And this congressman came to me and he said, Lindsay, I've heard you speak. And he said, you're probably willing to do it. He said, if you're crazy enough to put it in a book, I'll dictate it to you on a cassette tape recorder. He did. And I put in my book, Syndrome of Control, how the people who control the world think. This man told me, he said, this congressman did, he said, I wouldn't write that for anything in this world, but he said, if you're crazy enough to do it, do it. If I can only inform the people of how the powers that be think, they will be able to spare themselves and their household some horrible calamities in the future for what these people have in store for us. They have a plan for us.
No,
I heard them say, We have a right, a God-given right, to control people because they haven't got sense enough to control themselves.
Sounds like an Arnold quote in U.S. News and World Report.
It is right here in my book, Syndrome of Control. Let me give it to you as a gift, only over 200-page book. Just call 800-321-2900 and ask them how you could get free for every person on your Christmas gift list. A set of my books. I just feel such an urgency with what's happening in America. We must get this truth out. This program today, Alex, is probably the most, prophetic program you'll have in a long time.
Let's take a few calls. This will probably be all over the map that people have been holding forever. Who's up first here? Dave in Illinois. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex.
Yes.
I have all your videotapes. Except for your new one, and I think they're all very good.
Well, thank you.
I got one question that got nothing to do with oil, but I do have a question on oil. Whatever happened to that group called themselves Aurelians that were actively seeking to clone a human being?
I mean, this is total fraud. They just do it for attention. They're run by this nutcase sportscaster who says he's this alien ruler. And, yeah, they're running around getting all this attention, still saying they're cloning people.
Okay. And you probably noticed, maybe you've seen the ads on TV where it shows these two actors and they start, you know, asking, you know, what movie did I appear in and all this stuff. And they said, now, last question is, now, who sits next to your kid in homeroom and all like that? My thing is, on that, it's almost impossible for the parents to know that because you got the Joe Sixpack and the Sally Soccer Mom mentality. Joe Sixpack works two jobs, and when he gets home, he basically crashes and burns in his recliner in front of the TV set. Sally Sixpack, or Sally Soccer Mom, she's got a job. She comes home, and now she's running the kids back and forth to school. So probably okay. The only time they get to be together is when they crash and burn and go to bed.
No, I hear you. You have a question about oil?
Yes, I got my driver's license in 1972. And, of course, back that the big supposedly shortage was in, 1973? And I've noticed that a lot of the gas stations that went out of business because of the shortage of gas, supposedly regular gas, were basically the bomb-and-pop operations. But
And they had barges all around the country loaded down to the water line with tons of oil.
Yeah, the shortage was contrived back then. And
they must create a shortage in order to raise the price. Morgan Stanley, who is one of the greatest prognosticators on the New York Stock Exchange, said just the other day, oil will reach $61 a barrel before there is a sell-off. Mr. Tom Closer, who is of the Oil Price Information Service, one of the most responsible people in the country, he said the other day, we are on our way to $70 a barrel. Oil is up 75% since the first day of this year.
Oil prices are up over 90%.
Well, in some parts of the country. One thing for sure, they're going to $3 to $4 per gallon, and it's not going to be very long.
Whatever happened to all the oil wells that are capped in this country, in Oklahoma and Texas and all that? And that oil's not being allowed to be pumped out of the ground either. What's happening there?
Well, let's just take the North Slope of Alaska alone. We have one pool up there that's probably the largest pool of oil on the face of the earth, the only place in the world it's documented because they classified the information after I wrote it, is in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, Gull Island, and not one drop of it's ever been given to the American people. The Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline Corridor was built to accommodate three pipelines. They built one, and the government said, you positively will not build another. Yet they wanted to double that amount of oil coming down the pipeline into America every day, and yet today we're being denied the natural gas that they wanted to come down a third pipeline and 1 billion cubic feet. Listen, the least damaging to the ecology of any method of generating electricity is natural gas, and 1 billion cubic feet are being pumped back into the ground every day at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, because there's no place to put it.
Let's take another call. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I've read Mr. Williams' books. I've got his video. And the price of a barrel of oil has to get up to about $70 a barrel in order to meet the standard of living and the value of the dollar back in 71. Is that right, Mr. Lindsay?
Oh, it is a control factor. People say, why is it that the people who control the world are doing what they're doing? You're right. It must go to $70 to $80 a barrel in order to bring about the control factor that they want. People say, well, isn't it money that they're after? Positively not.
They print the money.
I sat across the dinner table from these people. I listened to them talk. I lived in the dorms with them for 3 years. They're the power controllers of the world. It's not money that they're after. They could write a check for $1 million a day the rest of their life and still have some left over. It's a matter of control and power and manipulation of the people. And they can best control the Arabs. They can best control OPEC. They can best control the American people at the gas pump. It's the greatest control factor on the face of the earth.
It is. Finish up what you were saying,
Mr. Williams.
Yes.
What do you see as the future as from today forward with the Arab and the American people? What's the plan? Our plan is for the future from today.
Oh, my. I wish I had another hour.
Well, in a nutshell.
The plan basically in a nutshell is you are exactly right in what you said just a moment ago. That barrel of oil is going to go up. OPEC does not want the price of a barrel of oil to increase anymore. Now, some people think they do. No, that is not the issue. The Saudi family, the leaders are just about to be overthrown anyway. The people are mad at them. Why? Their standard of living is not where it should be. It's not the price of a barrel of oil that they want. They'd like to see it come down instead of go up. It's the World Bank that wants the price of that barrel of oil up so that they can control, that's the word, control everybody on the face of the earth.
Mr. Williams, I feel like it's the clash of civilization. We have basically two banking systems in the world. And I went to school with Muslims, and I understand they have a different outlook on money. And what I understand is that the Middle Eastern countries have their own banking, Muslim banking system. And they also dabble in the New York, Paris, and bond banks also with their oil money. But isn't this clash of civilizations that we hear, isn't it really about banking and getting a one-world banking system, get the most.
Yeah, it's about control and consolidation. Thanks, yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
It is about banking. That's true.
Let's talk to Charles in Florida. Charles, go ahead.
Hi, this is actually Kevin in Boston. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead.
I was wondering if Mr. Lindsey Williams had was familiar with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who died a couple of years back, but he had also been involved in some of these oil barons' meetings where they talked, in the late 70s, early 80s, about manufacturing the downfall of the dollar and the artificial peak oil crisis. And just reaffirming what Alex has said, that they're trying to create a false scarcity, and that we could have small nuclear power plants like they had at the Arctic base that would be quite efficient, not like these monsters that are inefficient that they do use.
Let me get a comment from Lindsay.
I wish we had another hour. Please call 800-321-2900, and let me say everything we didn't have time to say.
All righty. Okay, Lindsay Williams, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you coming on. We'll have to have you back up.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, and have a great day. You're doing a wonderful job.
Take care. We'll come back to the final segment.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Calls, and I want to just remind you that we've started ArnoldExposed.com. The site's about 2 weeks old. It's been redesigned. A lot of new information up there. President Bush, former President Bush, yesterday had Arnold to his presidential library and said, hey, don't bet against this guy. Here's going to be your president. I hope you support us in this fight. I hope you spread the word about ArnoldExposed.com. There's so many scams that are going on right now, my friends. I've made 11 films. We've got deals right now for Christmas, so you can give them as gifts. When you buy one of my DVDs, 9-11 The Road to Tyranny, or the new film, American Dictators, you buy one for the regular price. Each additional is $5.95. You can buy four or five copies and give them as gifts. And these are professionally produced videos. You know, it looks like Discovery Channel. It's what people are used to looking at. That's why they're very effective. It's fast-moving, full of information. You can make copies of my videos. I authorize you to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. There's a bunch of different deals and specials we're offering. Just go to InfoWars.com and look at the secure online shopping cart. Watch clips of the films. Read about them. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free. And you can call and ask questions, you know, about the different specials. No obligation to even get anything. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But please do take action and get my 9/11 videos. I carry a bunch of other 9/11 videos and books by other great authors. There's just a bunch of specials right now we're running. They're only good through December 20th. Order them today. If you want to enter in your neighbor or your friend or your family's home address and information, we will mail it to them. And then you can just give them a card and tell them the gift is coming. Just spread the gift of information. Please take action. 1-888-253-3139. Mark, or actually Mark's next. Let's go to Mary first in Colorado. Mary, go ahead.
Well, there's four countries going to share the oil there in our, when they get it into Turkey in that big pipeline that Bush and the Russians. The Russians and the U.S. are two of them, I suppose. Now, I've probably forgotten the other two, but one of them was the Arab country, so it'd be Iraq.
Israel's going to get some.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
No, that's public. That's.
Oh yeah, they think they're privileged people, but anyway, they're not all bad. But anyhow, this is the excuse for killing all those people that they've killed over there, and it makes me sick when I think about the Americans that have been killed over there, and the good Iraqis, and I just they're so inept that Bush family. Anything to look big and important—that's their thing. Okay?
No, I agree with you, but they're just high-level puppets. Thanks for the call. Fred in Pennsylvania, go ahead, last caller.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the guest should consider collaborating with Gene Manning and Nick Begich on another book. It seems like he's got overflow of information enough for a whole stack of new books. This guy's a great author.
Oh, he's an interesting fella, and the information in his non-energy crisis book, I mean, a lot of it's already public from other sources. I mean, they got plenty of oil, but there is an energy crisis because they're going to create an energy crisis.
Right. You don't have a contradiction between the stamp out of information on free energy and the fact that there is a hiding of the petroleum assets. There's no contradiction there. There's both of those going on.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the shortwave at 3210 or on your local AM or FM station, the internet at InfoWars.com, and during the day at 9.985, and of course at the internet at InfoWars.com or on your local AM or FM station. All the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show, all of you, thank you so much.
Hello, folks.